Welcome, bathroom brainiacs, trivia enthusiasts, and curious minds, to the podcast that turns your restroom rendezvous into a brain-boosting experience. Get ready to take a break from the mundane and turn those bathroom moments into an epic trivia showdown. I'm your host, Matthew Livingstone, and this is Bathroom Break Trivia, the podcast where knowledge meets porcelain. Let's take a leak and listen. Welcome to episode number 9. Today's episode is Mass Effect, the first one. Commander Shepard told me that this is their favorite podcast on the Citadel. Question number 1. What rank is Shepard at the beginning of the first Mass Effect? Question number 2. What is the name of the Turian Spectre that is on the ship on the way to Eden Prime that recommends Shepard for the Spectre program? Question number 3. What is the name of the ship that Shepard gains command of after being made a Spectre? Question number 4. What does Spectre stand for? Question number 5. What is the name of the primary antagonist in the game that aims to bring the return of the Reapers? Question number 6. What is the name of the ant-like creatures that repair and maintain the Citadel? Question number 7. The Citadel Council is the primary governing body of the galaxy. What races are on the council? Question number 8. There are 3 choices for love interests depending on your choices. Who are they? Question number 9. What is the name of the Normandy's pilot? And question number 10. What is the name of the Turian that joins the crew in Mass Effect 1? Alright, now let's go over the answers. Question number 1. What rank is Shepard at the beginning of the first Mass Effect? And he is a Lieutenant Commander. Question number 2. What is the name of the Turian Spectre that is on the ship on the way to Eden Prime that recommends Shepard for the Spectre program? And his name is Nihlus. Question number 3. What is the name of the ship Shepard gains command of after being made a Spectre? And that is the SSV Normandy. SSV stands for Systems Alliance Space Vehicle. Question number 4. What does Spectre stand for? And that is Special Tactics and Reconnaissance. Question number 5. What is the name of the primary antagonist in the game that aims to bring the return of the Reapers? And that is Saren Artiris. Question number 6. What is the name of the ant-like creatures that repair and maintain the Citadel? And they are the Keepers. Question number 7. The Citadel Council is the primary governing body of the galaxy. What races are on the council? And they are a Salarian, an Asari, a Turian, and then a human is added at the end of the game. Question number 8. There are 3 choices for love interests depending on your choices. Who are they? So whether you've chosen a male or a female character, you can romance either Caden Alenko or Ashley Williams, and then it doesn't matter which choice you make for the sex of your character, you can then romance Liara to Sony. Question number 9. What is the name of the Normandy's pilot? And that is Jeff, Joker, Moreau. And question number 10. What is the name of the Turian that joins the crew in Mass Effect 1? And his name is Garrus Vicarion. The hint to next week's episode is word puzzles. And for an example, I'm going to give you 7W of the W. And that's it for today's episode of Bathroom Break Trivia. How did you do? Don't forget, please leave me a review on your podcatcher of choice. If you want to donate to the podcast, earn yourself a shout out, have me write a game for you, or even if you want to come on the podcast, please go check me out at Patreon at patreon.com/bathroombreaktrivia. If you have any suggestions, comments, or want to tell me how you did, please feel free to reach out to me at bathroombreaktrivia@gmail.com or join the Facebook group Bathroom Break Trivia. Just send a request to join and I'll let you right in. The music you hear on the podcast is Sunshine Whistle by Top Flow and Funky by Grand Project. Both songs come from Pixabay, royalty-free music. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Bathroom Break Trivia, the podcast where knowledge meets porcelain. And until next week, this is your host, Matthew Livingstone, signing off.